ओम नमः शिवाय। डियर लिसनर्स ऑफ शैवम.org, द नेक्स्ट प्रोग्राम इज वेदा इंट्रोडक्टरी, प्रेजेंटेड बाय श्री गोपाल कृष्ण नारायण। थैंक यू। ओम नमः शिवाय।
रेस्पेक्टेड डियर फैमिली मेंबर्स, फॉर द लास्ट सो मेनी डेज वी आर स्टडीइंग the Vedas, the foundation literature of Hindu Dharma. We are continuing the lessons, and all those who are listening very carefully, learning that and teaching to others through copying the link of the YouTube. To all of them, my heartfelt pranams. Now, we will be further going deep into Vedas. So many people have got lot of confusion about Vedas. The reasons are many. Most important among these reasons are, first, Vedic Sanskrit is different from the common Sanskrit. Veda Bhasha is very deep. It's same as other religious literature also. Quranic Arabic and common Arabic will be different. Similarly, Israeli present Hebrew and biblical Hebrew will be different. Another important thing about Vedas, one, Vedic Sanskrit is complicated. Second, for Vedic Sanskrit words, for each word, many meanings are there. Third reason for the complication is that, as I told you earlier, for every mantra, three types of meanings are there. Another reason for the complication is that, it has been suggested that everyone need not study Veda. Everyone, it is not that easy to learn Vedas, but never told one should not study Vedas. But the message has got distorted and explained in such a way that others should not study Veda or learn Veda. This created a lot of complication. And another very wrong impression created is that Aryans who came from outside composed these Vedas. That's the most complicated, confusing, intentional distortion created by the Western rulers and Western scholars. Western rulers wanted to rule India for hundreds of years, for which the English people wanted to create an impression in the mind of Indians that you Indians came earlier from European countries or Arctic Ocean or Switzerland or from Germany or from Tashkent or somewhere. You came first and later we came to India. So both of us are invaders to India, and the original people of India are known as Dravidians. There is no Dravida word in Veda at all. Original Indians are Dravidians, Aryans came to India as shepherds or cattle rearers, and they killed the Dravidas, and because of their supremacy, they started ruling India, became the kings. So the Aryans invasion theory is nothing but the humbug created by the British rulers for creating an impression in the mind of Indians that you are invaders, we are also invaders. So both of us have got the same right on India. So just like you ruled the Dravidians, now we are ruling you. And we are also Aryans. So we can share Indian prosperity and wealth. This was initiated by many people, but firmly confirmed in the powerful lecture given by Max Muller in Cambridge University. Max Muller was the voice of Macaulay, and Max Muller was the voice of British rule initially. So he, by taking money, wanted to distort Vedas. That is the fifth complication. And for each page of distortion, he was given £5 as honorarium. Remember that when he was writing the distorted meanings and versions of Rig Veda, Max Muller wrote to his wife saying that, "I am told to distort the Vedas, and for which I am paid £5 per page. And when the distorted version of Vedas go to the mind of Indians, automatically an inferiority complex will be generated in the mind of Indians, and slowly they will reject the Vedas, and the vacuum created when they reject Vedas can be filled with the biblical thoughts," the Bible. So Max Muller was just like a missionary, just like any British people. Britishers ruled India with four type of forces: army force, naval force, air force, and church force. Church forces still continue in India. With these forces, English could rule India and could distort Indian Vedas. And when Max Muller completed the distorted translation of Vedas, the first book was brought out as a handwritten copy, and Max Muller slowly started thinking that he is doing a sin and he should never do that. But he showed the handwritten manuscript copy to Vedic scholars, and the Vedic scholars said, "You are completely distorting the Veda Mantra. This is not the meaning at all." Then he started feeling that guilty conscience, and he told the Vedic scholars, "Anyway, I will destroy this." Then the Vedic scholars said, "In India, nobody has got control over others' freedom. Everyone is free to write his own version of meaning and messages. So let your book also be there. Don't destroy it. Let people take whatever they feel worth it. If it is not worth, people will automatically reject." But unfortunately, that first volume remained there. After that, Max Muller wrote 46 volumes, the Books of the Orientals. Later on, Max Muller's viewpoint changed, and he delivered another fantastic lecture in Cambridge University, and declared that the Aryan invasion theory is nothing but humbug. I propounded and I strengthened that view of Aryan invasion just to create an inferiority complex in the mind of Indians. But now I declare that I have done the most serious sin and I am withdrawing that. Remember that when Max Müller was delivering the lecture initially and declaring his hypothesis or theorem that Aryans came from European countries or Arctic Ocean or Switzerland or from Tashkent or from Ukraine or something like that, many hundreds and thousands of thinkers and scholars were listening to his speech. When Max Müller boldly declared that I was committing a sin and Aryan invasion theory is nothing but a myth, when he declared that Aryan invasion theory was a myth, hardly one dozen people were there in the Cambridge University auditorium to listen, and none of them accepted his second theory of correction. So, including Jawaharlal Nehru, who created the maximum problem for India, and he started spreading Aryan invasion theory, and the Jawaharlal Nehru University became the epicenter of the earthquake of the Aryan invasion theory, which distorted Indian history completely. Later, hundreds of people, scholars, Rajaram Mohan Rai, Gopalakrishna Gokhale, Dayananda Saraswati, and Dr. Radhakrishnan, plus hundreds of people, brought out the proof that Aryans were not invaders, nobody came to India from outside. Arya word itself means that glorious people. Krinvando Vishwamadhyam. And the wives used to call the husband Aryaputra. Aryaputra, the glorious son of motherland. Arya Vaidya Pharmacy. Arya Vepa. Arya Shrestha. Arya Avarta. These are all the meaning of which convey the message that glorious people lived here in India. Albert Einstein has told that when we people were wearing the barks of the trees and the leaves of the trees for covering our body, there lived great scholars in the far east of this globe, India. They were highly cultured, civilized, and they contributed the scientific and technological knowledge for the world. Albert Einstein used the word, when we lived in European countries, lived with the barks and leaves of the plants for covering the body, the most enlightened group of people lived in India. So, can anyone think that Europeans came here and composed Vedas? Such a humbug theory. And that was necessary for the Britishers for divide and rule. It was also necessary for the Nehru family to adopt that for divide and rule. And another most complicated thing happened. One of the so-called English scholars, Open Lear, he created the first Sanskrit-English dictionary and he distorted the meaning of every Sanskrit word in his dictionary, Open Lear's dictionary, and based on that 100% distorted dictionary, now we started giving the meaning for Sanskrit words. The original Sanskrit word meaning and the meaning given by this English scholar, these are all entirely different. So the distorted meanings were continuously used even today for finding out the meaning of the Sanskrit words. Thus, Vedas got terribly confused and misinterpreted. And when Jawaharlal Nehru was inaugurating Nagarjuna Sagar Dam, he declared that in India we had only some religion and philosophy. Absolutely no science and technology existed in India. So for a developed nation like India, or for developing this country, we have to import every branch of knowledge from the West. So we started importing science from the technology from the, we started importing the translation and commentary of our book from the West, and we started importing everything, and like that we became a mental slaves when Nehru started ruling India, physical slaves when English people ruled India. This was the correct point to say. And many people, many Indian scholars, particularly leftist from Bengal, and to some extent E.M. Shankaran Nambudiri part from Kerala, they also supported the so-called Aryan invasion, and the so-called intellectuals all over India through Jawaharlal Nehru University started distorting Indian history to get the clapping or applause from the West. M.V. Smith and all other people put forth the archaeological evidence of Aryan invasion to about 1000 BC or 500 BC, and they put the age of Vedas and all our darshanas and puranas and itihasa towards this side of 1000 BC, so that their European civilization like Roma civilization, Egyptian civilization, Greek civilization, Mesopotamian civilization, Babylonian civilization, which got created 2000-3000 BC, got the supremacy over Indian culture and Indian civilization. So remember that. These are all intentionally done, not unintentionally done. And now when isotopic studies methodology came up, Giger-Müller counter-based studies came up, the proof is available to the extent of maximum to see that the copper, brass, bronze, which never exist free in the earth, man-made copper, pure copper, man-made brass, man-made bronze, excavated from Chinchudaro, Mohanjodaro, Kali Bangan, Bhagavanpura, Mehargarh and so on, goes back to BC 8275. That is purely based on collaborative research between Cambridge University and the present unbiased Indian scholars. Unbiased, non-communist Indian scholars. Non-communist, non-atheist, non-so-called radicalists who wanted to tarnish India by supporting the West and denigrating Hindu Dharma. They wanted to support the West on that issue, including all E.M. Shankaran Nambudiri Pad, A.K.G., Jyoti Basu and many West Bengal scholars. So, external atrocities plus the internal scholars' atrocities, distorted Vedas, and some Vedic scholars themselves told that Vedas should not be listened casually. It should not be chanted just like other mantras. And Vedas are meant for those who can reach the level of Brahmajnana. But these were all again misinterpreted. Janmanal Jayade Martya, Karmanal Jayade Dvija, Brahmajnanena Eva Brahmana. Janmanal, by birth, all the people living on the surface of the globe earth, they are all human beings only. By birth, everyone is human being. Karmanal jayate dvija. By adopting a particular profession, one becomes an engineer, doctor, clerk, policeman, or military, or chartered accountant, or judge, advocate, and so on, by opting for a profession. That is the second meaning. Karmanal jayate dvija. By opting for a profession, he is getting another name, dvija, second birth. Brahma jnanena eva brahmana. Any chandala, any shudra, any brahmana, or anybody can become a brahmana by adopting the knowledge of Vedas. This got distorted. And distorted by saying that only brahmana can read, get brahma jnana. So that is the internal contribution, negative contribution given by the so-called Vedic scholars without knowing the correct meaning. Some people also wrote through Dharma Shastra, those who are not that much serious in learning Vedas should not listen Vedas. Why that message came, you know? Simple example. Om Bhorbhavasvaha Tat Savidurvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat. Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat. Where Na has to go down. Otherwise, what will happen? Here in Rigveda Mantra, Yajurveda, Samaveda and Atharvaveda has got this Gayatri Mantra, where Na is pronounced as Na, but the word is Naha. Naha means we people, we people. As I told earlier, Mamma Avam Nav Asmakam Naha. Asmakam singular. Naha means plural. So you have to enlighten we people. When that Na did not get stress, then what will happen? It will become Na, ordinary Na. That Na means not, do not. That Na means not. Naha means us, we people. So when you are chanting the mantra without giving importance to the pronunciation of the letters, the meaning will go exactly opposite. Diyo yo naha prachodayat. O Sun God, let you enlighten all of us. Instead of that, O God Son, don't enlighten. This will become the meaning. Don't enlighten. Don't enlighten, that don't comes from na. Enlighten all of us. All of us come from the word Naha. Indra Shatru. The enemy, who is Indra? Indra Shatru. Indra's enemy. Indra as enemy. Second, Indra's enemy. So the meaning goes distorted. Why I explained this now to you, you know, if the letters and words are not pronounced perfectly, then the meaning will go. In Hindi you can see gana, gana. See, one gana is singing the music, another gana is eating the food. If the pronunciation goes wrong, the meaning will also go. That is applicable for any language in the world. So our forefathers, who were also Vedic scholars, with a positive intention, told that everyone need not learn the Veda Mantra, because while chanting Veda Mantra, distortion should not take place. If it take place, the meaning and the message will go wrong, the effect will go, instead of positive to negative. But their intention was positive, but again it got distorted. Thus so many complications took place for Vedas, and thus Vedas did not become part of the life. And Monlier's dictionary is creating problem even today. The best method for derailing the students, or for confusing the student, or for destroying the student, is either teach the teachers in the wrong way or publish the book in the wrong way. These two things the Westerners have done, which was copied and continued by Nehru. So distorting the book, distorting the teachers, distorting the history, and the total focus went to Nehru family and Mahatma Gandhi. All others got ignored in India. Some people wrongly gave him the message that he is Pandit Nehru. And his ultimate relation with the blood relation with the Muslims created another problem and gave him a great secular figure also. Instead of becoming an Indian Prime Minister, he wanted to become an international Prime Minister for getting the applause and clapping of the so-called UNO or League of Nations during then. So, Indian rule, Indian heritage, Indian values, Indian knowledge, Sanatana Dharma, everything got distorted, derailed, right from the first Prime Minister's rule, who wanted to demonstrate the world that he is a progressive, atheistic, non-believer, came from India and wanted to convert India according to his vision. That is what we are now suffering. Now, as I told you yesterday, now the new message should be created and given. Because it is the truth. Truth will survive. Satyameva jayade nanratam satyena bandha vidado devayana. Only truth will survive. That is sure. The world will accept it. That is what is happening. Now that Vedas are chanted in NASA scientists used to do their work by listening Veda Mantra. American Parliament and Provincial Assemblies are chanting Veda Mantra before the inauguration of their discussion sessions. In the hospitals of America and other developed countries, the people were allowed to listen Veda Mantras for getting neuro-linguistic effect, and Veda Mantras are being taught in many places, schools and colleges outside India and now in India also. So the Satyameva Jayate, truth will come back, no doubt about it. So Vedas have got so many recensions, and remember that each recension was given to a group of people. Say for example, Rig Veda, Shakala Shaka. A group of Rigvedis follow Shakala Shaka. When you ask them which Shaka you follow, they will say, we are Rigvedis, we are following Shakala Shaka. There are so many Vedic scholars in Trivandrum who follow Shakala Shaka. There are so many Rig Vedic scholars in Tamil Nadu who follow Shakala Shaka one group, Bhaskala Shaka another group. Then very rarely people exist who follow Sangyayana Shaka. A few are there in Gujarat. Some people follow Kaushidagi Shaka. A few people are there in Godavari river banks in Rajahmundry and other area. Similarly, Yajurveda, throughout India, different recensions are being followed. They are the masters to learn that recension and spread that recension. Just like we take MA history. One group of students in Maharaja's College, Ernakulam, take history. They are MA history. Another group, MA politics. Another group, MA English. Another group, MA Malayalam. Another group, MA Sanskrit. Like that we have got here also. Rigveda, Shakala Shaka experts, they follow only Shakala Shaka. Yajurveda, Krishna Kanva Shaka, they are known as Kanvas. Vajasaneyi Madhyandina, Yajurveda Samhita, they are known as Vajasaneyins. They follow only 40 chapter containing Shukla Yajurveda. And for Samaveda, so many recensions are there. Yajurveda also, so many recensions are there. There are different people. So which is the important Shaka? For those who are following that Shaka, it is important for them. Just like if I am taking MSc Biochemistry, MSc Biochemistry is important for me. And if I take MS Sociology, that is also important for me. So like that, there are scholars who have studied two Vedas. In earlier days, they are known as Dvivedi. Dvivedi means two Vedas. Some people have studied three Vedas. They are known as Trivedis or Tripadis. Kamalabadi, Tripadi. Kamalabadi, Tripadi is a Christian. Tripadi means his forefathers have studied three Vedas. Those who have studied four Vedas, they are known as Chaturvedi. So Chaturvedi, Trivedi, Tripadi, Dvivedi, and so on, has become just like a caste. Their forefathers have studied one Veda or more than one Veda. Those who have studied one Veda, no name is there because it is expected from him. His name goes up if he studies more than one Vedas. Now remember, we have studied about Aryan invasion, distortion took place, how all this nonsense came, Monlier's dictionary, Dravida Arya Vada, these are all creating problem for Vedas. My request to you, when our forefathers did the wrong thing, Tatasya Kopoyamidi Bruvana Ka Purusha Charajalam Vipadi. When our forefathers did something wrong, we need not follow that. Let us correct it. You listen Vedas, at least one Veda. Indian Institute of Scientific Heritage has uploaded the Vedas in the YouTube, it is available. Our website IISH.org, it is available. It's available from our center also, from where I am recording this and uploading. So you should spread the Vedas, and it is your duty. It is your responsibility and it is your privilege. It's equal to your dharma to learn and spread the DVDs or CDs of Veda. Take it as a mission and correct our forefathers and the foreign rulers. And see that Vedas are being heard by Hindus, Christians, Muslims, leftist, rightist, middleist, atheist, believer, and whomsoever, Indians and foreigners. Let Vedas come to the DVD player of every home. Let everyone listen to Vedas. With these words, I would like to express my deep gratitude to you. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.